Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I talked to an NFL exec last night, very well connected. And this is a keep your head in a swivel, Aaron Rodgers. I'm told the Steelers really like Jalen Milroe. 21st pick, first round. So if Aaron signs with Pittsburgh, it's going to become Kirk Cousins. They're taking a quarterback. Because I've been told the Steelers, they're looking around at all these AFC quarterbacks, and Milroe is the most athletically gifted guy to come out of this draft at that position since Lamar Jackson, and they feel as an organization they need special.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, 50 years in the South Hills. I'm live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Love this place. Love Gary Bowser and the team here. Malzi is sick. Donnie did the midday show. We got Charlie back at Mission Command. Colin Cowherd, man, did that make the rounds on Twitter, what he said about Jalen Milroe. I remember I put that out before the Senior Bowl. Jalen Milroe, Steelers had scouts who loved the guy. And so, hey, what the scouts see when they're working the college football season, and then what Mike Tomlin wants or sees once he puts the tape on and when he goes and meets with these guys, two different things. And Tomlin's opinion is going to win out because he's Mike Tomlin and he's Mr. Know-It-All and he's the king of the Steelers fiefdom. But there are people, make no mistake about it, who love Milroe and they like the athleticism. And they probably went to Tomlin too and said, look, I mean, this is your overall vision for a quarterback big picture. This is the kind of guy you want. Now, needs a lot of refinement and a lot of work, and I don't trust the Steelers to do it, but I like Cowherd. I don't have really a relationship with him. I'd like to have one. Not really sure why I don't, to be honest with you, given some of our mutual friends, but I don't doubt that for a second. You know, Colin will throw some things out there. He'll see where it lands, but on that one, I think he's onto something. Mike DeFabo, who's going to join us at 3:30. Mike and I have had our battles. Mike and I have had our wars with each other. I like Mike, though. And Mike is on a bit of a heater here. He's had some breaking news lately. And he had a report today, the first one to report it, from the Steelers beat. So if we were doing Steelers beat writer power rankings, he would be making a big climb here. He put out there that Jackson Dart, who's having his pro day today, that the Steelers are bringing him next month in for a personal visit. So if you're keeping score at home on this, you've got the Steelers at Will Howard's pro day. You've got them eating dinner with Jalen Milroe down in Tuscaloosa. And now you have them bringing Jackson Dart to them. And today at Dart's pro day, Andy Weidel was there. So Weidel's the guy that puts together the draft board. He ranks the players, and then it's up to Mike on how they draft them. So think about this. It's like if you do a fantasy draft, okay, who's listing the players? Who's putting them in order? Who's doing all that? Is it Yahoo? Is it ESPN? Is it CBS? Is it my buddy Dave Richard from CBS? Who's doing it? Is it whatever the hell the guy is from NBC, Matthew Berry, I think his name. He's another one of these fantasy Knicks. Andy Weidel does the drafts. And so he's the guy that is taking in Jackson Dart firsthand right now. Now, Adam Crowley this morning had a bit of news that's gone viral. How about that? Shout out to Crowley. When Crowley's not doing very powerful zins, Charlie, do you pop Zins? Are you a Zin guy?
I am not. Never have, never will.
He puts in like the extra strength, like the ones you get in Europe, like black market Zin.
There was one time we had an intern here, and Crowley offered him a Zin, and the kid was like, oh, yeah, sure, trying to be cool. Never did one before, and he was not feeling good the rest of the day.
Was it intern Dom?
It was not intern Dom. That I can confirm.
Okay. Well, anyways, he does very powerful Zin because he has a addictive personality. And he said today that Jackson Dart, he was texted by someone in the know that around the NFL and NFL circles, there's a belief that if Dart is there at 21, the Steelers will take him. Now, I don't think it was Starkey playing a joke on Crowley as Will and Wilmer Ding or Glenn from Glenn Willard or something ridiculous like that. Crowley didn't couch it as a joke. He said it seriously, and I trust Adam, and I like Adam. I think he's got a very bright present and exciting future here at the radio station. So as far as this situation goes, I'm going to just put my plums on the table here and tell you how I feel about it. And I get it. You know, there's probably in your mind, if you know me and you've heard the show, maybe there's a little bit of, well, buyer beware because of how vociferous I was in my advocation and defense of Kenny Pickett and how badly I wanted the Steelers to take Pickett. It came to fruition, and I was convinced that Pickett was going to be good, and clearly he was not here. So, yeah, there is a little bit of once bitten, twice shy, but I'm not against drafting a quarterback. I'm against and I'm afraid of overdrafting one. That's what freaks me out. So if the Steelers are doing their homework on Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe and Will Howard, because they're sitting there thinking, if one of these guys pops up in the third or fourth round, we've got to have a book on them. We've got to have intel on them to make an informed decision on whether or not they're worthy of taking with one of those picks. Then I'm all for it. Like, to me, that's a half measure. I get it. But when you are in the wilderness, when you are surrounded by darkness and big giant oak trees and briar patches and animals making weird noises at night, and you have no clue where you're going at quarterback, you can, in my opinion, afford to do something like that. And the success rate on the middle round quarterbacks, there are not a lot of Russell Wilsons. There's not a ton of Dak Prescotts. There aren't many Kirk Cousins. But there you go. I just named three who were picked in that range. One went on to win a Super Bowl, and the other two have made a whole lot of money, to quote Antonio Brown. So those guys, like, I would take in their prime any of those three quarterbacks that I just named to be the Steelers quarterback right now. Clearly, Wilson is not in his prime anymore. That's why he's off and playing for the Giants now. But I'm saying, if you get something like that, you hit on one of those guys there, that's an amazing pick. I don't trust the Steelers to draft and develop, but I will allow for them as a fan. I will give them my support, and I will agree that using one of those, those are not make or break picks. You obviously want to hit on your second, third, and even fourth round picks. But at that point, the risk reward, I think, is worth it. What I don't like hearing is what Cowherd said and what Crowley said. Yes, if you don't have a quarterback, you're screwed. But you get really, really screwed when you start to take second or third round quarterbacks with the 21st pick. And that's definitely Jalen Milroe. And that's probably Jackson Dart. Like, this is just me talking. This is just a guy, again, who got Kenny Pickett wrong. So, you know, you can tar and feather me proverbially until the cows come home, if you want to. So, if you never want to take my advice on a quarterback again because I got one guy wrong, well, then so be it. But just for me, I would rather take a shot on someone who has, I think, a couple of elite skills like Milroe than take someone like Dart, who was a good player, but not a great player in the SEC. Like this idea, well, he was a good quarterback in the best conference in America. That got us in trouble with Jarvis Jones. Remember him? Oh, he dominated at Georgia. Okay, well, oh, Najee Harris, he dominated at Alabama. Yeah, because he had an offensive line that was better than the Steelers' line blocking for him. So if this is where this is moving, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is connected to all this too, and it's 3:05 today, and we haven't mentioned Aaron Rodgers one time. And we'll get to him. Cabali's going to join us later this hour. And DeFabo's going to be on in 25 minutes. I cannot endorse taking Dart or Milroe with the 21st pick. In fact, while I was driving out here to beautiful Studio B, Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, I heard a very smart reporter. His name's Joe Smeltzer. He covers Penn State. He was at Penn State's Pro Day, and he was on with Donnie. And they were talking about the two great prospects who I love from Penn State, Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren. And neither one of them worked out today in State College. They were just watching. And Donnie asked Smeltzer a great question. He said, well, what happens in the draft if Tyler Warren starts to fall? And Smeltzer said, I would not take, if I'm the Steelers, he put himself in Mike Tomlin's shoes. He said, I would not take Tyler Warren with the 21st pick. I respectfully disagree with that. I couldn't actually respectfully disagree with that more. I would much rather the Steelers take a top 10 talent in the draft, regardless of what position he plays or Steelers' position of need. If there is a surefire great player who falls to them, take him rather than reach on the position you've been chasing since Ben Roethlisberger retired. It's that thinking of taking the great player who falls. That's how they got David DeCastro. That's how they got one of the great guards in Steelers history. So, hey, this is going to be a debate. I think almost regardless, you heard Cowherd say it. He thinks it's a Kirk Cousins situation. He thinks they're going to get Aaron Rodgers and still draft the quarterback. So this discussion ain't going anywhere. Buckle up, put your big boy pants on, and get ready to have an opinion on this for the next month. Because every show in America is going to talk about this. Where should the Steelers draft the quarterback? And my opinion right now is, as it becomes clear that the Steelers are scouting quarterbacks, whining and dining quarterbacks and getting to know quarterbacks, that they want one from this draft. I am adamantly against them taking Dart or Milroe in the first round. Dart is the more interesting one and the more debatable one. I haven't heard anybody say draft Milroe 21st. Dart is a different story.